Hey there. Evening. Did you get food yet? No, not for me. You know I can't do that. Did you get food for you to eat? Well, it's going to be important if you're gonna be here for 12 hours at a time. You really shouldn't be taking days off work just to be with me. You have a life outside of me. But I still think it's sweet that you care so much. What did you get for yourself? Classic egg sandwich. Did you get that from the cafe in the lobby? Yeah. That place is amazing. I shouldn't be eating anything from there, but you know me. I like to bend the rules sometimes. But I'm good now. You know, they placed a temporary camera right outside my door just because of that night on the rooftop. And they also locked the door to the roof. But it was 100% worth it. Mean, what else is here worth relaxing in? The garden with its fake plastic plants. Anyway, how's your sister doing? Tell her I said hey. She is so adorable. I remember playing house with her before you came home from work. Well, now she could play doctor. Hey, remember this blanket? Same one I, brought up with me that night. I kind of kept it as a souvenir ever since. You can sleep with it if you're gonna stay overnight. Of course you are. I'll go and turn off the light. You really aren't gonna let me do that. You're right. I need rest. So go ahead and turn off the lights. But could I at least turn on the lamp? Thank you. I got them to bring in a new chair for you. So you don't have to use that bus chair anymore. It's nice and soft. Too bad I can't sit in it with you. I'm not going to sit on your lap, no matter how much I want to right now. I'll look like a dead baby in your lap. And you would crush me if you sat in my lap. But I would much rather prefer the good old days in your bed. My bed was tiny. Still is. We wouldn't fit, and I wouldn't even sleep in that bed half the time. Spending most of my nights on this pile of shit they call a bed. We could still watch something like the good old days. Maybe something different than a rom-com, though. All right, fine. Just this one for tonight. Then anything else, okay? I know you're gonna fall asleep first, anyways. Not a very good overnight protector. Kind of sad not seeing you flinch after I make jokes anymore. At least you're still as clingy as you used to be. I know I act as if I hate it, but I secretly kinda like it. But I'm sure you already knew that. I'm as good as I possibly can feel at the moment. Maybe not physically, but I'm with you. You like the decorations on the window? Yeah, they're the ones your mom got me for Christmas. It's a nice gift. I'm not lying. It'd be kind of funny if they brought a Christmas tree into my room. It wouldn't be the only thing in this room that would light up. I mean, I don't expect my parents to get me anything. They're paying for all this. What else would they get a kid that's going to be dying in no time? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up. This fucking machine is annoying the shit out of me. All it does is fucking beep. Yeah, I know it monitors my heart. I can see it. I'm sick of this place. I just want to leave. I want to pack up my things, rip this shit off my chest, and be with you. Somewhere else other than this bland-ass room. I want to experience what it's like to be outside again. And I want to experience another day of sun. And I know how much you want it too. It's just, it's so hard to keep fighting when all you fucking see is the same shit every fucking day. I mean, look at what I do every day. I lay here, waiting for you, watching the fucking news, all to lose in the end. What a life. And what about that surgery tomorrow? That shit's just a shot in the dark. And even if I do survive them taking out my fucking lung, what's my life gonna be like then? I don't care if it's just gonna give me a couple more months. I'll still just be stuck here, living the same life in this room. It's just hard to accept that this is my home until I die. I'm sorry. I love you, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you'll have to lose me. Imagining you having to put your life on pause just to witness me die is, it's hard to watch. No, I'm not gonna give up. I'm doing this for you. The one reason why I'm here is because of you. But if I die, I'll be right behind those big blue doors. And I'll know that you were beside me throughout everything. Is that what you want? I don't know what I did to deserve this. And I'm so sorry that you have to deal with it. I'm so sorry that I fucked up your life. That we'll never have a future with each other. That we'll never grow old together. I'm sorry that I'll never be able to get down on one knee and ask you to be mine forever. I'm sorry that I'll never be able to see you walk down the aisle through the pretty flowers on the ground and kiss you. I'm sorry that we'll never be able to see our children. And I'm sorry that I fell in love with you. But even with that, I'm so happy that you're here with me. I'm so happy that you've decided to be in my life. That we've made the most of what we can throughout my life. And I'm so happy that I've made memories with you. Remember when we took videos and walked through the park? When I used to cuddle you back to sleep after a hard day of work? Remember when we swung our legs? When we didn't know I was dying? When, please don't cry. I'm not sure if I'm ready to go. You've made me feel so free, like I haven't been stuck in this bed for the past couple of years. I may look back at my life and regret the things I've said or done, but I will never regret the things that I've felt, the things that you've made me feel. You made me believe in love, and I knew it was love when I knew I'd feel lost if I ever lost you. Your hugs never get old, and your hair still smells just as nice. I'll try to go to sleep now, but no matter what happens tomorrow, whether I'm back here in this bed or only on your picture frame, I love you, and you've made my life amazing. Thank you. Morning. I see that you've already pulled out the tarp and all the food. You don't have to carry everything by yourself anymore, you know? I only have one lung, but I'm getting stronger. Plus, you know I'm gonna eat everything you don't. You said your family is gonna be coming over soon, right? Does that include your little Hazel? I love that little punk. Well, might as well enjoy the time we have alone. Yeah, sure. We can take a little walk. How about we do that same path from when I first met you? Hopefully, we meet another frog. Let's go spend the rest of our lives together.